Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Costco is now selling the pricey blockbuster weight loss drugs Wegovy and Ozempic at discounted prices. And you would think this is a joke. Ha ha. It is not.
No.
They're coming to Costco.
Everything comes to Costco. And I mean everything. Go get yourself a nice quarter zip. Shove your fat face full of whatever samples they're offering. Go get some cheap toilet paper and then head over and grab some Ozempic.
So Ozempic at Costco.
What? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you can buy vacation packages.
Yeah, yeah.
I've actually heard, now I've never done one, but we had someone at the office that said the Costco travel packages, like you can't, for the value, like they said like you can't beat them. Like, they include airfare, it's like all
rental
inclusive.
Car, everything.
Yeah, they said they
is Costco taking over the world?
Well, there's only like four companies that matter anymore, and I think Costco is one of them.
They always win. Every time I go in, I plan on spending like $60 to $100, and I probably spend double that. Because everything's now, what, 10 to 20 bucks, just whatever item you grab?
I don't even think we belong to Costco.
We do. The BTJ loves it. And yes, it drives me crazy when we go to Costco and to pick up a few things, and it's $400.
Schultz's right. They always win. Like, you're not just going to go in there and pick up a few things. Why would you? That's the whole idea. It's all in bulk. Just get it all at once, pay $6,000, and be done with it.
Yep, pretty much. Looking at the most random things you can buy at Costco. Because sometimes, like, when you're in there, I can't. She eventually gets mad at me because I tell her not to buy things, so she sends me off on my own. And you just wander that place. The random crap that if you just... I'm like, well, I've got an hour until she, you know, is finished. And I'll just wander that store. And the amount of random, like, oh, my God. Like, you need a wall safe? You're like, well, there it is. Like, you need, like, a car jack? Yeah, there it is.
So weight loss drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic are among the most expensive prescriptions to cover due to the list price and the popularity among workers with employer insurance.
Yeah.
Wegovy's list price is $1,349.
Yeah, God bless America.
However, and you do need a prescription, by the way. But Costco has a pharmacy.
Yeah. So you get your doctor to say yes, then you go get it.
Send it in Costco pharmacy. Yeah. And they are going to sell Ozempic and Wegovy for $499
per month. So it's over half price. I mean,
I think I've heard it's like only $50 to $100 on insurance. So that's not as bad, I guess, is the full price.
I think in order for like, because I was talking to my doc about this, he's my buddy. And so he was telling me that everybody and their mother that comes in wants to be on it. But you have to prove, like, you can't, well, I mean, I suppose if you had a quack doctor, but. Like, there's actual stuff. Like, you can't want to lose, like, 20 pounds and then be on a... Like, you actually have to have... In order for insurance to cover it, there's steps. You have to have blood work, and you have to, like, prove you're pre-diabetic or diabetic or whatever. But he has people that come in, and they're like, well, I want Ozempic. They're like, well, you're only, like, 20 pounds. I want... They're like, well, have you tried diet or exercise? No, Ozempic! And that you can't just... I don't think you can just have a doctor randomly write you a prescription and have it be $100 or whatever dollars to insurance.
So I'm guessing,
you don't need to. You just go to Costco.
I'm guessing Costco. So how do they do that? So Costco pays the drug maker?
The idea is that getting into Costco, Costco will negotiate a better price, and their profit margin is less, but it's at Costco, and they will sell so many of it makes up the difference.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Getting your product into Costco, you now became a millionaire. That's like the holy grail. By the way, I just looked up the
By the way, you can buy straightaway cocktails at Costco.
Oh, there you go. I'll bet you when that happened, that was a big deal for them.
Of course.
I just looked up the interesting things you can buy at Costco.
Yeah, what do we got?
I mean, some of the stuff, do you want a 7-foot plush bear? Because they've got one of those.
What, like a stuffed animal?
Yeah. It's...
No, I don't care.
Okay, well, would you like to buy $55,000 diamond earrings?
Yes.
Because those are there.
Well, how much are they at, like, Tiffany's?
Look
probably
at here.
Probably $100,000 at Tiffany's?
Yeah, it looks like you're saving anywhere from 30 to 40%.
Dude, I'm in.
Yeah. You can buy a funeral casket.
I mean, I don't buy expensive jewelry, but...
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can buy a casket there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can buy tires. You can buy... just.
Well, I know tire. I used to get my tires at Costco.
The Royal really, Silver Casket
by Prime.
Hey, can I just
say that every time you walk into a Les Schwab or a Costco tires, isn't that a great smell?
Yes.
Just the rubber. Love Les Schwab.
Take your pick, because the tire smell is great, but there's still nothing better than a lumber yard.
Yeah, lumber yard's great, too.
Lumber yard, if you wanted like a white trash cologne or like an air freshener, just give me a lumber yard or a tire factory, and I'm on board. Yeah, the casket, by the way, sneaky expensive, which I never understood, because, well...
Well, you can just buy little boxes.
Well, that's
the biodegradable ones now are very popular.
Well, that's kind of what I'm
right
saying. Like, why?
How much are they?
At Costco, $1,100. You can buy the Royal Silver Casket by Prime.
Isn't that kind of low?
Yeah, that's a good price.
Yeah, I feel like that's pretty low.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things.
Yeah. $4,000 is usually the going rate.
There's also a place that you can get overnight caskets.
Who'd you kill?
When you need that casket immediately.
Okay.
Isn't a little...
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Isn't that a little weird that literally the name of your company is Overnight Caskets?
Well, sometimes you need... people do die suddenly.
You are letting people know what your company is. I like that. I hate guessing. Like, what does your name mean?
Put it right in the name.
Yeah.
Just the idea that
Overnight Caskets.
That you're charging. Boom.
We got you by the balls. Bury your deads tomorrow.
Do it. But like, $4,000, $5,000 for a... it's literally going in the ground.
I know.
That fascinates me.
Yeah, well, that's why I think a lot of the biodegradable ones now, like the super cheap, just like boxes, are going. People are, I don't think, I may be wrong about this, haven't seen any stats, but I don't think people are getting buried in the traditional ways that they used to anymore.
Yeah, the idea.
As much.
Yeah, the idea of like bigger scam, funerals or weddings?
I mean, I just did a wedding.
The wedding's more expensive, but at least the wedding.
You have memories.
There's memories. The funeral, he's like, oh, he's dead.
Yeah, I'm going to go funerals because I really think a lot. It's not that they're a scam. I think a lot of people need funerals. But for me, I'm dead. I don't care. If you guys want to throw a cool ass funeral for me, whatever.
Yeah.
Go for it. I'm not paying for it. Yeah. But I also think that for a lot of people, they don't need them.
Yeah.
Whereas weddings just a nice celebration. Look, it's just an excuse to party. An expensive one, but they're fun.
Can I have an open bar at my funeral?
Now, see, that's...
You can do whatever you want, but you got to pay for it.
Open bar at the wedding, great. Open bar at the funeral?
But why even have a funeral? Just have an open bar.
That's
true. You don't need the funeral part of it.
Irish wake style.
Yeah, just show up somewhere.
I hate funerals. I really do. Like, I am a person that doesn't... I don't know. I don't need that. Maybe I do need that.
Yeah.
Do I need a therapist? I just don't... The ceremonial... part of it, I hate it.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm trying to think, like, I mean, I guess I
and then you have to cry.
Gives people closure, I guess. Or...
No, it does. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I think for a lot of people, it's really important.
Yeah.
For me, I have noticed in my life, it is not.
Yeah. Well, you know me. I have a very complex relationship with public grief because I think for the most part, people are lying and they're doing it so that people will pay attention to them.
Yep.
And that rubs me the wrong way. You go to funerals and I want to be like, first off, he hated you. You didn't like him. And yet you're here crying God. And you're making a big scene.
What a great attitude you have.
The public mourning thing, I think people are terrible. I think people are selfish. And a lot of it, they try to make funerals about themselves by putting on overly elaborate public displays. So I'm with you. But I mean, I get why people have them. But yeah, someone said reasonable price. It's a box. So I'm on here. I'm on the casket site here.
Yeah, but you have to have the box hold up over time if you want your body. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but it's.
But that's what I'm saying.
Is anyone digging it up?
Well, sometimes.
What do you mean? Like,
I just mean that. I just think the biodegradable ones are super cheap, and everything just gets eaten by the earth.
Yeah,
that's what you want.
See, I did a quick Google here, and I got overnight caskets here for about $1,500. Now. 24-hour caskets, not to be outdone.
So not necessarily overnight.
Not overnight.
Tomorrow
but
casket.
Tomorrow, 24 hours. They have a similar looking casket, and it's $857. What's the difference?
That's the best of the three. There you go. That beats Costco.
Yeah, that did beat Costco. I went to a funeral once. I was one of the pallbearers. It was one of my mom's friends, and it was the most elaborate thing I've ever seen in my life. Can I also point out it weighed 8 gajillion pounds? As one of the pallbearers, I was looking around at the other pallbearers, and there was only other one pallbearer who was like a large man. The rest of it was old men and like young kids, and I'm like, this is not okay. Like, this thing was like a giant metal, like royalty casket, and I was like, oh, this thing's going down. Like, there's no way. We had to carry that thing like 100 yards to the grave. Like, they wheel it out there on a gurney, but then you get to the hillside, and you have to walk it to the grave? I've never been more terrified in my life. That I was going to drop something. And I wasn't doing the one hand. That was a two-hander, like, with all my might. I've never been more relieved. And I don't know what that casket cost, but it was not $1,100. And I just, to this day, I'll think about it. I'm like, did someone do just drop 10 grand on a casket? Like, I know you're trying to honor your wife, but that's just, I don't know. I don't necessarily.
Well, then you have those big, like, you know, you walk through the cemetery, you know, and they have those big shrine type things. And you have to go inside a door to see the
mausoleums,
the deceased.
Yeah.
That seems a little self-grandiose,
exactly,
doesn't it?
Exactly, right? Just light me on fire and shove my ass out to sea. You can get a $17,000 golf simulator at Costco. Whole deal.
Hell yes. You can put together a golf simulator for cheaper than that.
Yes,
I will say.
But is it as nice as this one?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, you kind of get what you pay for in that space.
Yeah.
But there, those, I've researched those. Those are all over the board in terms of what you get.
I know. You also get the enclosure, the hitting mat, the turf, with enhanced putting and 30-course packages with a lifetime license.
Okay, but packages means you got to pay for it.
No, this comes with a lifetime. You get these 30 courses for free forever. Okay. It should be for
what
17.
Courses? Langdon Farms on there?
I don't know. You can buy a gold bar.
Oh, yeah? I can buy gold at Costco?
Yeah, they have gold bars.
What's the price of gold these days?
I don't dabble
in gold.
Yeah, you have to. That depends on what the price of gold is. But they do sell 1 ounce gold bars.
What are they? How much?
It doesn't say. It says it depends on. Although, fun fact on this one.
Let me go look it up.
It's the one thing at Costco that is not refundable.
Ooh, down 0.6% today.
Isn't that funny, though?
4,045.
Everything is returnable at Costco, but the gold bar. You can buy 1,000.
So wait, I can buy, did you say an ounce?
Yeah, 1 ounce bar made of gold. Yeah, 1 ounce pure bar gold, and it's got some.
Uh-oh, it just went up.
It's got Susie Lady something on there.
Get it while it's hot. $4,048.60.
Hey, if you bought those when they were on sale a year ago, you'd be coming out on top.
You want a $1,000 wheel of Parmesan cheese? Because you have that.
There's
Parm?
Yeah.
This is a great gift idea for all you guys that want to go just all out one year.
$1,000 wheel of cheese.
Not the wheel of cheese. There's a big
pan set, La Crusette, like the nice French, you know, they make Dutch ovens and everything. You can buy, it is literally pallet sized for, I think, $3,000 or $4,000, but it comes with every single piece of cooking equipment that you would ever want for the wifey. And that I've seen, like, this,
for the wifey, huh?
Yeah, or girlfriend or whatever, or mom, I guess, whatever you want to do. But
why don't you cook?
I cook, but my wife would be so much more excited.
Sexist pig.
And would I ever be excited about a palette of freaking dishes?
I'm just giving you crap. Calm down. Now, what were you saying? This is at Costco?
Yeah. Yeah, every year around Christmas, they put it up on the website, and you can literally, it's like a palette of all the La Crusette pieces, and you can give the complete set to your sicko.
Okay.
Go Costco, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I don't want to be sexist. But
what's the best... Well, traditional gender roles in the Schulze household, apparently.
No, we both cook. We both cook.
Well, I don't. No, you want to talk about traditional gender roles? Come to my house.
I'm not allowed to cook. Like, I'm banned. She'll come home from, like, a hard day at work, and I'm like, do you want me to cook? And she looks at me like I might as well said, do you want to go to a swingers orgy? It's the same thing. The look of just pure, like, what? And I'm like, we're doing takeout? And she's like, yeah. No, I don't. She won't let me cook. I'm not allowed to cook. I'm also not allowed to clean up. Doesn't like the way I clean up dinner either. Basically, I'm not allowed in the kitchen. If she's in the kitchen, I am shooed away.
I've always called myself a specialist, Schulze. I'm a specialist.
I like that.
I bring in some scratch.
There's nothing wrong with being a specialist.
I can do it on command.
Hell yeah.
And I take out the trash.
Love it. Dude, those are all perfect qualities for a husband. There you go. Rob nailed it.
Yep. There we go.
Now, don't need anything else.
Now, cook me a meal.
Make me a sandwich.
I'm just kidding. I mean, but not really. I mean, we are very traditional in our house. My wife loves to cook, and I don't. So yeah. It works out well.
I feel bad. Like, I legitimately, I will cook, and she's just, it's not happening.
All right. So, yeah, you can get Ozempic and Wegovy at Costco. For $499. So call in your prescriptions over there. It'll be cheaper for you guys.
Look, I mean, it's half price. I think they're coming out with one now where you're not going to have to shoot yourself with it. I think they're coming out with pills.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's a different maker. And they're supposed to be way cheaper.
Yeah, it's the same. It's supposed to be the same thing. It's just that you don't have to do the injectables. Also heard, again,
you know a lot about the Ozempic.
I have...
Newsfeed.
The BTJ has a friend group that all, you know how many times I've heard this? They all got together and there was like a sisterhood of the traveling fat pants. They all were like, no, we are all going to get together and we're going to lose weight. It's like a whole thing.
So they're
thing.
All on Ozempic?
They're all on Ozempic. They do it together. They have like Ozempic parties. Huh. They like talk about their progress. It's a whole thing. And so believe me, I've heard all about the Ozempic stuff. Oh God! Now I lost my train of thought. I was talking about the pills and
That happens to me all the time.
Yeah, I lost it. Yeah, I don't know.
Those epic parties, baby.
Those go down those epic parties. Just seems like such an odd thing to get together and do. But I guess
now, are you seeing results in the?
In the
traveling sisterhood of fat pants or whatever
you call
them? I am
not usually allowed to, again, I'm kind of like on the outskirts of that group, but yeah, she says, I don't see them very often, but she says they're all having, you know, they're all having success with it and stuff. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not privy to the,
well, you have a girlfriend. You're saying that the BTJ is
she's
on.
She's not. No, she's not. She's the one that's not on it. Have you seen her?
I have seen her, but give me a break. So wait, why is she in an Ozempic group if she's not on Ozempic?
She has a group of friends that all got together and did Ozempic. She was the only one that didn't do it. And I think they're kind of, I think she's a bit of the outcast. She feels a little bit left out. Well, and I think they called
her. Let's get in there.
And they called her a skinny bitch. It's like, get out of here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.